This is the Bookable Japan Minicast. Hello again, it's Monday the 21st of May and I'm Ben Mabley with the Football Japan Minutecast. The past weekend has shown us that the J-League is not quite yet on a par with the pinnacle of European football, largely because sides that dominate matches here actually tend to score the goals to go with it, although we do still have famous names that miss penalties when the result is on the line. Find out what on earth I'm talking about in just a few seconds. Well, Hisashi Kurosaki has resigned as manager of Alborex Niigata in the wake of a 6-1 home drubbing at the hands of Jubilo Iwata, which left his team 5 points adrift of safety. The visitors raced into an early two-goal lead, thanks to close-range strikes from Cho Byung-kook and Yoichi Maeda, before a second yellow card for Alborex defender Kim Jin-soo just before half-time dealt a fatal blow to any hopes of avoiding a seventh league defeat of the campaign. Jamaican-born Musashi Shingo was introduced for his debut at the start of the second half and immediately made an impact with a series of dazzling solo runs, winning the free kick from which Seiya Fujita pulled one back via the head of an opposing defender. But by that point, Iwata had already added a third through Yuki Kobayashi, and they continued on in relentless fashion to storm away with further goals from Takuya Matsuura, Maeda, and Hiroki Yamada in the final quarter of the match. There was an even worse humiliation in store for bottom side Consadole Sapporo, as they went down 7-0 to a Kashima Antlers outfit, whose season continues to swing between the sublime and the ridiculous. Without a goal in three league matches prior to Saturday, Jorginho's men had two in the opening quarter of an hour, after a move brilliantly started and finished by central defender Daiki Iwamasa was followed by a penalty from Yuya Osako. Sapporo thought that Ryuji Kawai had pulled one back, only for the officials to rule that the ball had not crossed the line, and their hopes quickly faded further when Japan under 23 captain Kazuya Yamamura netted his first J-League goal for Kashima shortly before the interval. Antlers were in rampant mood throughout the second period, with four further players finding the score sheet, namely Shinzo Koroki, Masashi Motoyama, Juninho and Yasushi Endo. Gamba Osaka complete the bottom three after they could only move level on points with Niigata, albeit with one game in hand, following a scoreless draw away to Yokohama F. Marinos. Yuji Nakazawa looked to have unwittingly bundled the visitors into the lead, only for his own goal to be disallowed for a push by his namesake, Gamba defender Sorta. Marinos then had the ideal opportunity to seal a fifth straight league win, when Manabu Saito was clipped by Daiki Niwa, only for former Japan star Shunsuke Nakamura to strike the crossbar with the resulting penalty kick. Champions Kashiwa Reysol pulled level with Cerezo Osaka, 5 points clear of the drop zone, as two assists from Hiroki Sakai laid on a 2-1 away win at the Nagai Stadium. Despite the slight wobble that had seen them pick up just 2 points from their previous three matches, the Galta Sendai laid down another marker of their championship credentials by stretching their lead back out to 5 with a 4-0 rout of Nagoya Grampus. In another decisively efficient performance, Sendai took the lead on 38 minutes through a tight-angled finish from Liang Yong-gi, who then sent in a corner for Shingo Akamine to head in via the unfortunate Takahiro Masukawa right on half-time. Grampus sent Marcus Tulio Tanaka up front as they looked to hit back in the second half. but when his 86th minute attempt was superbly cleared off the line by Jiro Kamata, Vigata broke up field for Wilson to coolly seal the win seconds thereafter. Naoki Sugai added a fourth in added time. The chasing pack has become more condensed than ever, after Yuki Abe's solitary goal gave Urawa Reds a 1-0 win over 10-man Shimizu S-Pulse, who fall to third on goal difference. Sanfrecce Hiroshima are up to second, after a thrilling late goal rush saw them beat Vissel Kobe 3-2. Elsewhere, Kawasaki Frontale climbed to 7th, thanks to a 2-0 victory at Omiya Ardija, while a hat-trick from substitute Kazuma Watanabe in the final quarter of an hour allowed FC Tokyo to recover from 2 down and dramatically edge Sagan Tosu 3-2. Two more quick talking points to finish up with, and impressive wins in midweek for Kashiwa Reysol and Nagoya Grampus, away at Jumbuk Hyundai Motors and at home to Central Coast Mariners respectively, saw them clinch their places alongside FC Tokyo in the last 16 of the Asian Champions League. And finally, Cerezo Osaka have announced that Japan attacking midfielder Hiroshi Kiyotake will leave the club for Bundesliga side Nuremberg on the 1st of July. Well, that's all for today, and many apologies if you could hear some construction noises in the background. There's not a great deal I can do with it, and it's pretty annoying for me too. But join me again next week, hopefully somewhat more quietly, for news from the final round of J-League matches before the start of the final stage of World Cup qualifying. Bye for now.